VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May signed a security and defense agreement with Nigeria Wednesday. May is on a three-country trip to Africa with a large group of representatives of British businesses as Britain works to strengthen economic ties to Africa and other countries and regions before it leaves the European Union in March. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says he is worried about growing unrest and violence in Uganda. The turmoil has been caused by the recent arrest of pop star-turned-politician Bobby Wine and 32 opposition politicians. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's headquarters in Geneva.
High Commissioner Zayed Raad al-Hussein says his office has received accounts of killings, ill treatment, and arrest of persons by law enforcement agents.
I urge the government of Uganda to conduct a thorough, independent, and impartial investigation into these serious human rights allegations of extrajudicial killings, excessive use of force, torture, and other forms of ill treatment, and to bring to justice those responsible.
The government has not responded to the High Commissioner's remarks, but has denied all allegations of torture, calling them rubbish. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United Nations Human Rights Office is also urging the international community to intervene in Nicaragua to prevent it from falling further into political and social chaos. The office released a report Wednesday telling about numerous violations that had been carried out by the government since April 18th, when protests broke out over President Daniel Ortega's plan to cut Social Security benefits. The report said the government crackdown against demonstrators has gone on unchecked. This is VOA News.